USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The University of North Carolina has confirmed one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Tropical storm Idalia is marching toward Florida. Luke Strickland with Florida's Emergency Management Agency says all the models say Idalia is getting stronger.
We project this to be a Category 3 major hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour winds, heading towards Florida's Big Bend area, north of Tampa Bay all the way up to the Big Bend.
Idalia will be a dangerous major hurricane when it makes landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump is also facing three other criminal cases. American Airlines is being hit with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The Department of Transportation is fining the airline more than $4 million for long delays with passengers on board airplanes for 43 different flights, affecting more than 5,800 passengers. An Ohio man known as Joe the Plumber has died.
Joe Wurzelbacher, a.k.a. Joe the Plumber, who questioned candidate Barack Obama about his tax policy during a campaign stop in Toledo, has died at the age of 49. He was referenced by Obama's opponent, Senator John McCain, during debates and other public appearances, coining the Joe the Plumber name. In addition to getting an agent, landing a TV campaign reminding people to change their TVs from analog to digital, co-writing a book and more in the aftermath, Wurzelbacher tried to parlay his recognition into a congressional campaign, running against and losing to Marcy Kaptur in 2012. Joe Wurzelbacher announced that he had pancreatic cancer last month. I'm Jack Crumley.
This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach, north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. We ended last week with a military aircraft crash and begin this week with another.
The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least four dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Late last week, an F-18 Hornet piloted by Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego near Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's reelection team is reportedly upset by California Governor Gavin Newsom's push for a televised debate against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Biden's advisors view Newsom's actions as a potential shadow presidential campaign, which comes at a time when many Democrats prefer an alternative candidate for the 2024 elections. Concerns are also being raised by Vice President Kamala Harris allies who see Newsom positioning himself for a White House run in 2028, defying conventional party dynamics. While an official schedule is yet to be confirmed, the proposed debate would be hosted by Fox News and moderated by Sean Hannity. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's